It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
The alternative side is it just dragged on for like 7 years.
Just the worst when podcasts don't realize that it's time to call it quits. But after, what, 7 years, 300, I don't know, spitball in here, 79 episodes, 80 if you count a lost episode.
Kyle.
I don't want to commute for that as well as this.
Are you going to be the number one guy or you're going to be the number two guy?
No longer am I taking the second banana. I'm a driver.
Right.
Okay? Okay. In fact, this whole idea of host slash co-host, I'm pitching no co-host.
No co-host.
Let me run. Actually, that sounds terrifying. I don't know.
Now, here they are, two guys who are living in style, Steve and Kyle.
Back for another week, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, listen, you know how business goes. It's cut and dry and A to Z and it doesn't exist because I haven't sent an email back to this guy.
Okay. All right. So you've done nothing.
No. you know, it's partially on me.
Partially? It didn't he reach out to you?
A lot of people would place the blame evenly here.
So how much of the blame are you willing to take? In case you're not familiar, those clips in the intro were you talking about how you got 1 foot out the door here.
Yeah, hitting the big time. Hitting the road.
Kicking the bricks.
Yeah,
what they call it.
I'll take half the blame.
Wow, that's generous of you.
Thank you. And I know a lot of people are saying it. Mm-hmm. I feel like that. Listen, the initial discussion was, can you cut together some audio of you talking about these specific things? And you know, to be honest with you, the answer is no.
So, like doing fake sports reports or something
that's
like
the thing.
That?
I wouldn't do that.
Like talking about the big hoopla at training camp.
Well, the idea was I was going to go take some of the audio from when I went on the big weekend last year, talking about in January, talking about the Lions, and then
what
take
is that?
Some. That was the podcast hit I did with the editor of the Big Lead, Kyle Coster, and talked Lions after their regular season ending win over the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
And I was going to mix in also some audio talking about the Tigers, which I hadn't done really since like sports tape, but it's still all the same. In my mind, I'm showing him how I can competently speak, but boy, the idea of going back and cutting together 5 to 10 minutes between those
awful.
You know, throwing it up on YouTube waiting.
So basically you reached out to him initially to, were you hoping that he would just say, yep, you're hired?
Well, I'd send the link to our content, right? So I figure my hope.
I mean, that should get you the job right off the bat.
The resume of my podcasting history should have been enough to secure a co-hosting gig.
Did you send him
on
some
a TBD local sports, you know, wrap them up weekly show?
Did
right?
you send him any a little off topic?
No, God, no. I don't even know where those exist.
What
anymore.
Were
Riding the Pine. So, yeah, my podcasting career started. Why I consider myself a pioneer in the industry.
Some say Joe Rogan got his ideas from you.
Well, how long's Rogan been doing it? You know, when did that quack start his podcast? Right? Because if you ask me, most of them have been following the footsteps of me. Huh. Okay? This was 2010 when I started. Wow. And I know that because I was an intern on that little radio show you guys do over there every day.
Yeah. Still doing it, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, still on the
air.
Just
a couple of AMs hanging on? Or
they got us on ham radio now.
That's right. So you guys are just CBing directly to the local truckers. Just hoping there's a freeway around. Yeah. You can get a bundle at once. That's
breaker. There's a mix up on the 110.
Now listen, that's nice, and you know I don't smite anybody for making money however they need to do it. You know?
Appreciate that. By the way, it should be noted, We're recording this on a Friday night. It's now 10:18 p.m.
This is going to be a short one.
This is the third time that we've started this podcast.
It's actually hard for me right now to not be, to be my joyous normal self.
Oh, yeah. That is how I'd describe you. We've had this issue that pops up from time to time. I'm sure you've heard us talk about it with our piece of equipment that records everything we do. And it'll randomly stop at exactly 10 minutes, the 10-minute mark. So we've just referred to it as the 10-minute issue. It'll stop recording at 10 minutes without any input from us. It's not like I'm hitting the button accidentally or we're bumping it or anything. It just stops. And then the file doesn't get saved. I don't know what happens. It becomes corrupt or whatever. So that happened about 45 minutes ago. We just happened to be recording. I looked down and it was because we have a couple different clocks that run here at the same time. So the one clock said 10:22 or 10:32 or something.
Yeah.
Then I looked over to the other one. It had stopped at 10 minutes. And I said, son of a bitch, the 10-minute issue. Tried to find the file. Gone forever. Reluctantly, we started again. Started recording. Got to the one clock said 13 minutes.
Yeah.
I looked down at the other one, the important one, the one that was recording. It had stopped at 10 minutes again. So we are now on the third attempt. Yeah. Oh, look at that. We're at 10:08, 10:09, 10:10.
Now it worked.
Now it works perfectly fine.
Cheers. This was supposed to be a nice, relaxing 40 to 45 minute episode where I, you know, I could have a couple of and instead, my normal good-natured, light-hearted,
I know,
fun-going self is now ruined. Mm-hmm. So, excuse us if this conversation feels less happy and joyous than it should. And I got to tell you, I really enjoyed our first 10 minutes and 22 seconds of content.
That was a good one.
The last 13 minutes was even above that.
Yeah, and now they're gone. They've disappeared into the ether. Yeah,
and it's hard to repeat, so
we tried.
What should we try to recap of the last 13 minutes so people can kind of understand
a few of the polls? I don't even remember.
I hate a lot of businesses. There's hard no's for me on local businesses.
That's right, yeah.
Soft no's.
Yeah, we talked about the businesses that, you know, maybe you had a bad experience at.
Yeah.
And I'm never coming back here again.
Yeah.
But then there's also the ones you're like, I mean, it's not the best.
Right.
I could go 20 minutes further down the road and go to the good one that I really want to go to. But this one is this one will do.
Right.
We talked about the big box store or the big home improvement stores. You got the blue one. You got the orange one.
Mm-hmm.
Both of they're right next to each other where we are. And here in our little neck of the woods,
yeah,
or like a, you know, two blocks away from each other.
Yep.
I won't go to the blue one anymore.
Right.
Today I went out, I needed to pick something up.
And what's funny is I'm the other way. I really try to not go
to the orange
one. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got the colors mixed up. You're right. I will also actively try to avoid going to the blue one.
So I went today, I passed the blue one to go to the orange one to pick up simple stuff. This is a box of screws. Any store, I know exactly where they are in the blue store, but I know that if I had gone there today, they wouldn't have had them for whatever reason. So I passed the blue store happily, went to the orange store. They had it. While I was in there, I realized, oh, I need one more thing, but they didn't have that. I could have turned around and driven 1 minute to the blue store, but instead, this is at 5 p.m., so rush hour, I decided to drive all the way across town to the green store, which is nowhere near where I needed to be.
And I'm curious what goes into that decision for you, because the way you described or a blue is not as a hard no for you. So what was it today? Were you busy? Did something happen earlier today that maybe you're like, you know what? Everything's amped up to 10 for whatever reason. And you thought, I'm not doing it today. The hard no is in effect.
I think that
I'm leaning more towards the hard no for that store.
Really?
Because I don't even really consider it an option anymore.
Okay, so you're ignoring that it even exists.
It may as well be a PetSmart. It could be anything else. I'm just not going to go there. Then there's the other option of the really close mom and pop.
Yes.
That within the last, I don't know, 5-10 years or whatever, it was bought out by a bigger chain, but it still kind of maintains that the mom and pop feel.
Oh, God, yeah.
So you go in there. The electrician who was an electrician for 40 years now works there like once or twice a week. The guy that was a contractor or a plumber. So if you need something, you go right up to them and they say, oh, yeah, you need a triple X widget. Here it is. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but then you're left with 15 stories about his, you know, how his son in the Navy back in the 80s, you know, needed a pipe once. And I can't escape from that disaster fast enough.
Sob story about how nobody wants to work in the trades anymore.
Oh no question. Well, the most sob story.
Like I know, man. That's why I'm fixing this myself. I can't get anyone to come over and fix it for me.
And that's a nice tie into what we talked about in episode 1.1 tonight, which is how you, I think you would have a very hard time giving up the home repair. You had mentioned to me, and again, this is episode 1.1, and I apologize, nobody can hear it.
Gone forever.
Lost to the ether. Mm-hmm. You said, because there was some tension, that I had called your garage that you're in the midst of the build of, that we will be talking about here shortly. Yeah. A money-losing, time-wasting venture.
Yeah, I'm...
And you had said that...
I take umbrage with that.
Right. And you had said, when I said, well... You told me, this was years ago after you moved in, you said this is the quote-unquote forever house, which for years I've been joking that, you know, you've moved a dozen times and whatever.
Again, one time more than you have.
Feels like more.
One time, and you guys are in the process, you're in the very early stages of, so once you make your move.
You'll still be like six ahead, but neither here nor there.
We will be even, to be clear.
You had talked about how when the kids are gone, you're going to a condo. And I just simply refuse to believe that you're going to allow an HOA Johnny Repair to come in and fix your dishwasher line.
I think I'm going to.
Because there's a difference, as we talked about, between letting someone mow your lawn.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
which again.
Forget that, man. I don't know why I can't just pull the trigger on that, because it's not super expensive.
If you had to pick today, you had the cash, you and Annette talked about it, you said, hey, disposable income wise, we could make this happen.
Because I know roughly what that
lawn mowing
per week. I talked to my neighbor last summer, and he was like, man, I gave up. I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it anymore. So he hired a company that cuts his grass all season, that comes out and does leaf collection in the fall, and then they also plow his driveway all winter long. Same company, just pays them, and it was, I think he said, $1,100 for the year. So you break that down, it's less than $100 a month.
Can you relist all the amenities there included?
Cut the grass, so they come out, they cut the grass, do all the trimming and everything. They come back out in the fall, do leaf collection. I think they come out like 3 or 4 times, do all the leaf collection, and then they plow his driveway all winter.
Oof. Okay, so it's a duel, right? You're getting
everything.
I like that idea.
I do like that idea.
But let's just stick it with just mowing the lawn. Just yard work. You and Annette, you say we had disposable income today.
Yeah.
Yard work, house cleaning. You have someone to come clean your house once a week, whatever, once every 2. What do you choose? What do you prefer more?
I would probably have someone come and clean the house.
You would choose house cleaning.
Yeah.
And I would bet, I mean, $1,100, I'm assuming over the year, weekly house cleaning would cost more than that. I also don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's not in the purview.
Yeah, I've never priced that.
I feel like I have enough anxiety that getting a house cleaner, I would still be like, well, I can't have dirty this.
That's the thing.
I'm doing cleaning, and then the cleaning person's coming.
I've talked to people who have had that same issue before, where they have somebody who cleans their house like once a week, but they all have said the same thing, that they clean in anticipation of the person coming to clean.
That's stupid.
I know, but then you're also like, well, I don't want to see, well, I don't want, you know, this person to see a filthy bathroom or toilet or right. tub.
But that's literally that's what they're job. Coming
no,
for.
No, I understand. But I couldn't get rid of it. I also think me choosing mowing the lawn is more selfish than choosing the house cleaning. I think joy. Yeah. If you had to pick your joy of knowing that you were coming home on a Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day of the week, does not matter. And you know that either your lawn is mowed or your house is going to be, not saying like deep cleaned like you're getting ready for a move, but right, it's but very clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Vacuumed, glass clean, yep. bathrooms, whatever. What brings you more joy? You. I'm not talking about, you know, the family, how you think everybody else will interpret
what
it.
What would bring
you,
me
Steve,
more?
You, Steve, what I do you think you're happier?
I think the house being cleaned.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because I think in general, like if, you know, if we're looked at as the people who generally mow the lawn, which at my house it's not. It's probably about 50-50 between me and Katie. And she gets home a little before I'm done with work in the basement. I'll hear the mower rip in the backyard and she's just starting to go on it. But there's something about family and having the kids, in your case, kids, and me and kid, and just never, ever, ever being able to clean up your house where you think it should be because you're chasing toys, you're chasing food, there's dogs, it does not matter.
That's been difficult. That's been very difficult to kind of give up on that.
Right.
I mean,
at some point, you just have to say, I'll try to get it after they're in bed.
That being said, Annette does the majority of the cleaning within the house. I do, like, I am always on top of doing dishes and things like that. But when it comes to, like, vacuuming or Swiffering the floors, that's always her. But then the outside stuff, that's always me, the cutting the grass, the doing the leaves, the shoveling the snow or doing the snowblower. But certain things, I am going to have no problem handing that off.
But
the typical maintenance stuff, do it.
Okay. But in general, like back to our original point before getting sidetracked, I think you would have a hard time with anything more than that, allowing someone else to take over. And I'm talking about those projects like, again, leak in the dishwasher, right? Or toilet, toilet keeps running.
It's weird, though. There's a threshold, like repairs. I want someone else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But like updates or upgrades or something like that, I kind of want to have more of a part in it. That being said, though, I've hired a Town Drunk Rusty. He's painted half of my house at this point.
Big buffoon. Painting's different.
Painting is different.
Any idiot with two eyes and a few fingers can get that done. And I'm not sold that you need both eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No question.
He's living proof. Does he have two eyes?
It is hard to tell. It's probably not fair to speculate. You know, does he got one that maybe dangles a little bit and, you know, gives caution that he doesn't have two fully operational? Yeah. Maybe.
I saw him drink paint once.
Or at least what he, you know, ended up on your wall. Right? The gallon you paid for.
Yeah, he drank half of it.
Half mixed with, you know, Heaven Hill vodka down his gullet. That's right.
No offense. He does great work, though.
Fantastic. If you need a painter in the area, please let us know. I'm sure he'd love to do it. But anyway, so that's what we talked about in episode 1.1,
right.
A little bit of 1.2. Mm-hmm. So now that we've given as much of a recap without simply trying to repeat our conversation, I need to ask, you're flying solo this weekend.
I am.
Which I'm assuming means full garage build focus.
Yeah.
And eventually, I don't know if it'll be tonight. I need to get to the big question I have about the garage.
Okay.
But I would like to ask, how is it going? And two, is there a time frame where we're going to be able to do a live episode out there here?
Sure.
In the near future?
I would think within the next month.
Okay. And really, all we need for that is, well, apparently we don't need a mixer because this thing barely works. So we might as well just yell into the trees.
Yeah.
Is just a roof, really, just based on the weather,
and
right?
The roof is, that's what I was working on. It's funny because I had sent you a text the other day saying, hey, what do you think about recording on Friday night? My family's out of town.
That's right.
It would give us a chance to sit around drinking a dope beverage and two soda pop. And so you replied and you're like, yeah, what were you thinking? What time? And I was like, I don't know, whenever, you know, because you have obviously bedtime to contend with for, right, for Reed. So I said, whatever works, really. And then I think earlier today we were texting back and forth and you said, all right, what are you thinking for tonight? And I was like, well, we can do tonight, or right, we can stick to the original plan, which was tomorrow, or we can do Sunday too. I'm pretty open. And you replied and said, all right, let's just do tomorrow then.
Right.
So I was like, all right, no problem. So I was out in the yard. I was out in the backyard all afternoon working, and I just figured, all right, no problem. I will just work until it's dark. Which I did. It was,
yeah,
I'm coming down off the roof and I happened to grab my phone and look at it. And I had like 4 missed texts from you saying, crap, why did I say tomorrow? I meant today. So at this point, it's almost 9 o'clock. And I was like, well, if you still want to record,
yeah,
no problem. Just give me a half hour. I got to jump in and take a shower and grab something to eat. So yeah, it's at this point, 10:30 on a Friday night.
Let me ask you said something that raised an eyebrow there for me a little bit.
What do you got?
Work until nighttime, which again sounds like the start of a Springsteen song.
Yeah, you're working on the roof.
But you said you're on the roof?
Yeah.
And it's dark?
Well, I was coming down. It wasn't dark. It was still light out, but it was at that right, point
you
where could, I was
it's
like...
It's not like you were like hoping you didn't nail something into your...
No. It was probably 8:30 or so. 8:30, 8:45 when I came down off the roof and just... It took me 15 or 20 minutes to clean up all my tools and everything from right back in the shed.
Because so, how would Annette feel? She wasn't comfortable with during the day, you and I tag teaming a cherry picker to pull the dead trees. So, and we all know Annette doesn't listen. Well, let's say Annette finds out
it's a good thing. It's a good thing
that you were up there pounding away on the roof.
Well, she knew.
Okay.
She FaceTimed me while I was on the roof when she was putting the kids to bed because I wanted to say goodnight to them. But, so I'm up there. My goal is to get as much of the roof done this weekend as I can. So hopefully within the next week or two, it'll have a full roof on it. Depends on when I get time. But I had a near death experience tonight.
What?
It was terrifying.
Is this the type of thing that's going to, you know, are you moving some hard nose to soft nose now? Are you kind of making amends with a lot of people, that type of near death?
Dude, this had the potential to be bad. Very, very bad. Like, if not death, very, very injured.
Okay, and we all know I've been the go-to for rides. Was I the... before I know any detail of this...
Here's what I
found. Whoa. What is the phone call? Who are you going to first? With the wife being an hour and a half away, and honestly, if the wife was 18 feet away, I don't know if it would have made a difference. I still feel like you would have had to go through the Rolodex. Who's the call for you if it goes the way that you're about to imply?
911.
That much.
It's not like...
It's not Justin with the Y, are you outside?
I mean, maybe. I would probably scream and hope that someone heard me.
Well, we know the Frisboers are turning off the lights.
Frisboers, yeah.
Closing the blinds. Exactly.
That relationship will not be mended.
Love to see you admit that.
So I'm up on the roof. I'm pulling plywood up onto the roof, nailing it down. Okay. So basically I have to walk from one truss to the other. Like just the wooden trusses are the only thing that are up there.
It's a balancing act.
It is indeed a balancing act. The first piece is the hardest because kind of sets the pace for the rest of it. You got to get that one so perfectly lined up and exactly where it needs to be. So it took me about a half hour to get that first piece exactly where I needed it, nailed down, bing, bang, boom. Second piece goes up a little bit quicker. Not a problem. Third piece goes up and I'm nailing it down. And then I turned around because I wanted to go and put a nail kind of in each, like one in each side, just to hold it in place while I was making sure everything was straight.
So you've done one.
I have two.
Okay.
So that are right next to each other long ways.
Can you describe then your confidence between before you put number one in and now after you've done two? Has your confidence grown? Are you still very tepid?
It's grown because now I have an area to walk on, at least a flat area that is 4 feet wide, 16 feet long. So I'm like, all right, I'm good. Get that third piece on there. And as I turned to nail down one side, I stepped in a spot where there was no plywood and I fell. Like, one leg went straight through. The other leg luckily was on the other side of a joist. So I kind of caught myself, but I swung down and hit my head right above my eyebrow on one of the joists and then caught myself with my arms and dangled there, basically. And I laid there, and then I had to pull myself back up, and then I sat on the roof, and I laid down, and I said, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
That's a real come to Jesus, because feet-wise, what's the estimate on that if you were to go all the way to the ground?
12 to 13 feet to concrete, and I'm going face first.
So if you're going face first, boy, I mean, let's say you can recover and you're just laying, whatever, you're landing on your arm.
There's a folding table down there. Yeah. So it would have kind of been WWE Hell in a Cell style.
Oof.
I consider myself a Mick Foley in that instance.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, you would have gone through the cell, landed just as well. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was just an imaginary Undertaker throwing me off the top of the cage through the broadcast
table.
How
close? I mean, if you could quantify, like, was this a rare save? Like, is this a 1 out of 10 save, a 5 out of 10 save? Like, how often does this end with you actually going through, do you think?
I have no idea. I can't quantify that, but I was terrified.
Sure. And was that the end of the night for you?
Surprisingly, no.
Okay, see. So no lesson learned in this regard.
No, I think I learned my lesson. I learned that I needed to make sure that there was a floor when I was walking somewhere. I was a little more, I think I got a little bit confident because I had two pieces up and I was like, hey, man, you are cooking with gas now, buddy. Let's go do this. And then, ugh.
So when do you think, is it tomorrow morning? Where, you know, sun comes up, you got morning coffee, you're by yourself, so you got your left hand down your pants, right hand on the cup, steam rolling up as you're looking out that back window at the garage.
Yeah, of course, it's tea, though, we know.
Oh, sorry, that's right, it's 2 o'clock somewhere. As you're looking at that garage, does it give you any pause before you're climbing back up there to finish the job? Or do you think tomorrow's just going to be another one? Like, hey, right. Fluke, I know I need to take a breath between movements and make sure I know where I'm putting my feet at all times.
That's it.
But do you think at some point tomorrow it's going to, maybe it's an hour, maybe it's half the day, you're going to realize, hey, I'm a little more rattled than I thought I might be.
Well, I mean, I came in the house, I took like 4 ibuprofen because my head was ringing pretty loudly. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if I wake up tomorrow with a black eye, honestly, because it was like basically my eyebrow. So I think if I wake up tomorrow and I look in the mirror and I have a nice shiner of a black eye, I might possibly be a little bit more likely to be somewhat more careful.
I've never heard more hedging in my life, and I gamble on sports. So, you said you were on the phone with your wife when you were on the roof. Have you reported this entire situation?
Absolutely not.
To your wife? So,
no.
Because, what do you think? Look, would she then tell you?
Listeners. Hey, it's me, Steve. It's just us here. Me, you, listening to this podcast with your earbuds in. That's right. Leanne, I'm especially talking directly to you. I swear to God, on everything that's holy. If you tell my wife that I nearly took a header off of the unbuilt, unfinished garage, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well,
in fact, I'll probably do nothing.
I have a feeling I know what'll happen.
Just
please, just keep this between us. Okay? I'll give you money.
Oh, good. So we're, again, back in the red?
How's $40 sound to you?
Isn't this what the former president just got indicted for? Are we now paying something? Hush money?
Look. Things happen.
I'm glad you're okay.
Now that we got this out of the way.
But are you, like, is this, this is dumb for even me to ask.
That legitimately rattled me.
I'll be checking on you tomorrow.
Okay.
To see how you felt walking up there or climbing up there, whatever you do, to make sure that, you know, you're still comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Not free to help.
I mean, I got like 6 sheets of plywood up there now. There's all kind of, we could play a hockey game up there if you wanted.
I sure hope you have enough fingers left to dial 911 if this header happens.
The fingers have never been an issue. I'm fine. I haven't almost cut fingers off. I even rented this piece of equipment that lifts stuff up onto the roof for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Annette at the point now yet where, is this something she's like, God, I just want this one done again?
Honestly, either she's completely lying.
Yeah.
But I don't think she is. I think she's honestly excited for me.
Do you think it, like, boy.
She might be feigning this excitement. But, I hesitate. Like, yeah. I talked to her right before you got here. And she was like, so how much did you get done? Tell me about it. What's going on? And I told her about it. And I mean, I know that she's not interested. I know that she's interested because I'm excited about it. But I know my wife does not care about plywood sheathing on the roof.
So outside of when this is done and she walks in there and you excitedly show her the, you know, the boring bare walls and the truck sitting in the middle of it. And you're like, huh? Huh? And you're just trying to get a reaction. When do you think she'll set foot in there again after that?
Oh, never.
Never. Like, when you guys move to make sure all the stuff's out, maybe?
No, she won't care because it's all my stuff.
Right.
There's not going to be anything in there that she cares about.
And I know this is quite possibly the dumbest question I could ask you, knowing the history behind this question that I'm about to ask you. I've asked you this a number of times.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
And I would argue you've lied now a number of times. Is this the last big DIY project at the Steve and Annette house?
DIY? I can't imagine doing something bigger than this on my own. I mean, this isn't just renovating. This isn't like when we redid the floors in the house.
Right. This is permit in the front window, right?
Like, yeah, this is. There was nothing, and now there is something.
Right.
I mean, I'd be lying if I said that I haven't enjoyed the process.
That's where you and I differ.
It's been fun for me. I like the whole process of starting with nothing, ending up with something. I've never done anything nearly on this scale.
Sure.
So for me, it's very satisfying to see it all come together. I'm enjoying that. Has it been difficult? Yeah. I've had nearly no help, but I'm
also nearly died,
but I'm strangely kind of proud of that. So now if somebody were to say, hey, do you need a hand? I'd probably say, you know, I think I'm okay. I'm good. Cause I want to finish this myself. I want to have that, like that little badge of honor to say, that's right. I built that. I did everything. I didn't do the concrete, so I didn't do everything, but I did most of it.
So there's nothing in your head that when you wrap this up, mm-hmm. you're going to be, you know, you're juiced up. You're all like, oh, yeah. Are you going to be, are you going to be like walking around the upstairs going, feels a little hollow. I think I should fill these walls with cement or something like that. Just, you know, like searching for the next thing to do.
I can guarantee you
I know this has been said before, by the way.
Well, I can guarantee you that I will not fill my walls with cement.
Even like ankle high? I mean, here it's good for insulation.
Really? Well, tell me more. I mean, before I seal this guarantee.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, a couple thousand bags of Quikrete and a hose, and you're going to have a house that no tornado or earthquake is going to mess around with.
Yeah. I can't imagine I would ever do something on this scale on my own again.
Which is fair.
Now, if that's not to say that, like, 10 years from now, if we want to do a big renovation in the house,
yes.
Like, I'm not going to do it. I may chip in here and there, like, I'll help do some of the demo, but I'm not doing anything this big again.
All right.
Look, see that?
No, I do.
That's my that's my hand.
I'm just telling you.
You got a Bible?
If I were,
I'll put my hand on a Bible.
Bible. If I were,
I'll put my hand on your silly little storybook.
If I were a better podcaster, I would have that cut up.
Yeah.
Of what?
Yeah. Can you put together a reel of all of my guarantees?
That's the thing. With 100% certainty, I can't sit here and tell you the times you said it
exactly.
But I would argue, anecdotally, I'd be willing to put a big chunk of change or something on saying you've said similar or almost verbatim words before. And
I am not guaranteeing that I will never do a project again because that's just not going to happen.
Right, no.
But this scale, this is a huge thing. Like, I'll probably build another studio at some point because we're like, you know that that's going
to
happen.
I think the next time one of us moves, this has to end.
That would be great. Save me a little bit of money. Got an extra like hour and a half every week.
It's
basically like a leap year.
I'm going to say a few.
A whole extra day.
I'll post on the poll. Is canceling the pod, is ending the podcast basically another leap year?
Yeah. Well, you figure, let's see, that would free up roughly 52 to 65 hours a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a triple leap year.
I'm going to say something to you, and it's not a lot of words, but it's something you've mentioned to me in the past. And it's not as big as the garage, because honestly, nothing would be until you install your pool. Which we all know is inevitably coming.
No.
Evelyn,
I mean, maybe one of those inflatable ones.
Evelyn will say one thing about it, and next thing you know, you're going to have an in-ground pool.
Yeah.
No question.
You know, I know that I'm going to build her a treehouse at some point.
Christ, if I can bring you a level, I'm all on board. Because the last thing you built for your daughter is the most ramshackle thing you've ever done in your own home.
What is that?
The sideways swing set.
Oh, it's a little sideways. It's no big deal. I mean, sure, swings aren't supposed to go left or right.
No, honey. Tuck on the inside half of the swing.
Dad, I'm wrapped around the pole again.
So I'm curious where you're going to land, because I think you might have to backtrack a touch.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as big as the garage. Granted, that's fair.
Yeah.
The would you call that the three-season room?
Yeah, the sunroom.
Sunroom.
That thing's got to come down.
See, is that, I would argue, like, come down to get rid of, but no, because this was a couple of years ago and it was off air. You had talked about the initial plan with that, pull that thing down, but expand your kitchen.
Oh, ask my wife. She has it planned.
So I'm saying this from, not size-wise.
I'm not building a kitchen.
Okay, so you're telling me that is that's an official on the books in 2023, Steve, cut the check moment.
It's not happening this year.
No, I'm saying like in 2023, we can say that.
Yes.
That Steve will be cutting the check. Until, you know, you see a guy with a couple hammers walking around. You're like, you mind if I get in there with a crowbar?
I got a hammer too. Like I said, I may take part in, you can save $3,000 if you do the demo yourself.
Sure.
Okay. The sunroom, I think, is coming down sooner than later because now the ceiling is leaking.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm telling
you. It's leaking, and it's all leaking onto the couch. So now the couch smells like mildew.
This screams to me where the idea is, yeah, you know, whatever. 25, 26, 27, whatever. Because you don't have a firm plan. No. And you shouldn't have to. That's not what I'm implying. No, no, no. What, you know, these things are, one, in, absurdly expensive, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of work.
I'm kind of looking forward to demoing the sunroom, though. That'll be a lot of fun.
So this screams to me, though.
Swing some hammers?
Oh, God, no.
I'm going to tie the Comanche to it and just rip it down.
This screams that, you know, winter, maybe this winter, based on what you're telling me right now, snowstorm, January, February, where we get dumped with 30 inches over a week.
Oh, that roof and will collapse. Just, it's going to collapse.
So then what?
I'm kind of hoping it collapses so that way I can call my homeowners and be like, oh, roof collapsed.
Right. And then so you, at least you'll have a dollar amount so you can then start calling the people to say, well, I've got this much to build a gigantor chicken or chicken kitchen. Can you help?
Yeah. Can I build a kitchen for $4,000?
Yeah. Just start putting, you know, just go tell insurance you have fake, real gold in there.
Mm-hmm.
So when it collapses, yeah. it's all covered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That is kind of my hope is that this winter we get a lot of snow and it just collapses. There's nothing in there that's of any importance to me.
No, but it would really fit just you around this neighborhood.
It would.
Like you being the guy who
this,
just...
I got this brand new fancy garage.
Yes.
And I got 3 feet of snow in my sunroom because the roof collapsed.
And then
and I just don't care.
And then just tarps because it's January, right? Yeah. And nobody's coming out to nope. do anything in January, uh-huh. February. So then you just got waving, flapping tarps
yep.
that are driving all your neighbors nuts
yeah.
with piles of lumber. That have fallen in. Well, good.
Oh, I look forward to it. I look forward to the day that thing collapses.
Just unbelievable.
I can't wait.
Unbelievable. I love it. Okay. Listen, I'm happy for you with this garage.
Thank you.
And I'm going to, next week, I'm definitely getting to the big question I have for you about it. And it's not difficult. So I'm going to give you a week to think it over.
Okay.
Right. And I think I asked you this when, you know, we unveiled the news here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's just why. Right? It's just why. I want you to just stew on that for a week.
I have an answer right now for you.
I don't want it because I want to give you some context. Because when we unveiled the news, you had about 9 posts on the year.
Mm-hmm.
From Second Chance Jeeps, and 2 of them were about the cardboard model that you had built.
That's a balsa wood model.
Sorry, balsa wood. I apologize. I couldn't tell from the pictures.
I'm not sure. I meant to ask you back then, but I'm not sure why you're like connecting the two.
No, I'm just saying the Second Chance Jeeps had been, in terms of large scope
mm-hmm.
things,
mm-hmm.
in terms of I need the, you know, a hoist or a lift and this yep. and that. For all intents and purposes, with the current Comanche,
mm-hmm.
those are, that's over.
If you would please call it the Manchi.
Sorry. The Manchi, that's over, right?
Yeah. But it, as I've talked about many times, that will not be my last project that I work on.
On like a different Jeep or this still current Jeep? Or do you have big plans to transform
it? There's still plenty of things that I would love to do to it.
I'm just curious because this is a thinking about going
a pre-runner, maybe getting some Hahnemann glass fenders for it. What do you think about that?
I have no idea.
Some long travel suspension.
I don't know if our music works, but please play somewhere from the heavens.
Hold on. Let me check over here to see if... Oh, that's it. For this week.
Next week, we got to get to my recap of the big WrestleFest.
Yes, I want to hear all about it.
Relatively.
You sent me a text during that, I think. Or you sent me a text.
I did.
And honestly, I read that and I was like, God, that seems familiar,
yeah.
And I don't know why.
This is the problem with us not recording this summer as much as we have. We had a full-fledged talk about my wonder of the fascination of how they built that curved ramp at the arena for the wrestlers to run down. And
that's right.
And this thing.
That's for some reason, I read this text, and I thought you were talking about like parking ramp or...
And it delivered.
Okay, do you have... You have any photos, any video?
No, not at a good angle to get a good picture myself.
I'm sure we could find it on the internet,
yes,
though.
Yes, there's plenty that I could pull up, and you're not... Listen, let me tell you, you're going to be blown away. We'll get to that next week.
Boy, talk about the A-bit. I mean, that's right up there on the Mount Rushmore of teases.
And that is a reason to tune in.
All right, at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We will talk to you next week. I mean, I'm tempted to just start recording next week's episode right now.
No reason to stop. Roll into the next one.
Talk to you next week. See ya.